Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's now the third hour of this July 22nd, 2004 edition. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. And we've been talking about the fake 9/11 commission appointed by Bush, saying the government didn't do anything wrong, but Congress isn't bad because they won't let the CIA basically run our daily lives, and they better pass a law letting the CIA take over America. And Patriot Act 2 better be passed because that'll protect our freedoms. I mean, they actually said that. So that's what we're getting there. We're going to have wide open phones in this third hour, taking a lot of calls in the second hour. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. There's a bunch of other news I haven't gotten to yet, but we will cover. 1-800-259-9231. This show is not left or right. It is anti-lie. It is anti-war. It is anti-New World Order. And so now Bush, Kerry, and the commission, they all want a domestic CIA to run our lives. There's no real difference between these people, only in rhetoric. Let's go ahead and take a call. Chris in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
I want you to stay up because, you know, you are getting down and you're fighting the New World Order, and everyone out here has got your back, and everybody's trying to get a big mouth. You know, you've got a big mouth, and that's a good thing. That's not a bad thing. But anyway, I was calling to say that I watched George Bush on TV today, and watching him reminded me of when I was a child, and when I would tell a lie and get away with it, I was kind of like, phew. And that's exactly the way he came across to me today. And it's sickening.
Look, cops go off, you know, old-fashioned good detectives, off of people's body language, their actions, and about 98% of the time, it's accurate. But I go off the facts that they carried out 9/11, that the government is guilty of it. But yes, when you watch Bush's body language, or Condoleezza Rice's body language, or Richard Armitage's body language, I mean, they are so guilty. When Bush says, we would have moved heaven and earth to stop this, why, we never heard of plans to fly planes into buildings, you're caught to be a lie. The point is, their whole official story has been proven to be a lie. And they never back up what those, you know, once they've been proven to be liars, they never bring up new reasons. So their story is a lie, is impossible. Then we look at the evidence and the motives, and they're behind it. Then you look at their body language and your gut level, you know they're guilty.
Absolutely. Keep on fighting.
Hey, thank you, my friend. I appreciate it. And again, when we get back from break, I'm going to take a lot of calls. If you have a question, a comment, you disagree with me, you agree with me, there's a particular news item, something that I haven't talked about that you think people should know about, callers always bring us in different directions and bring up issues that wouldn't have come up, and I always love it. Now, the toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Also, 9/11 flight controller, is this real world or an exercise? On a BBC video report, which focuses on the hijacker screening video, a clip is played from the voice of a 9/11 flight controller in which he responds to a news of a hijacked flight heading towards New York with the words, is this real world or an exercise? We know that war games on the morning of 9/11 simulated planes crashing into buildings. This is how both NORAD and the FAA were slow to react to hijacked flights, conveniently. At first, they believed it to be a drill, and when they understood it to be real, it was too late. The only plane they were able to shoot down was Flight 93, and that was only because it was delayed on the runway. Although I understand that the tape may have been in the public domain for a while, I highlight it today because of the significance and the fact that it hadn't come across it before. And this is on PrisonPlanet.com. Right now, we'll play this coming up later as well. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Are you concerned about the quality of air and purity of water in your household? If you answered yes, then you owe it to yourself and your family to check out the amazing benefits of owning your own personal ozone generator. With an ozone generator, you can kill bacteria and viruses in your drinking water. Get rid of that stale air in your house that keeps recirculating. Your new ozone generator will remove odors and provide a clean, fresh scent throughout your house. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises for one of the most affordable ozone generators available today. That number is 800-569-4340. The ozone generator is portable, has an internal blower for ozone disbursement into the air, and comes with a tube attachment for ozonating liquids. Best of all, it's affordable. It's only $385, and that includes the shipping. So call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for your personal ozone generator, or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family. What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Truth is stranger than fiction, as they say, and the reality of our world is that corrupt crime syndicates have created a world government, have become the government, and want to further exploit us and use us to control us. That's the history of the world. It's happening again. Somehow the general public was taught that government's always good and can't be bad and give up your rights and everything will be wonderful, when that's just a total fraud historically and in a common sense fashion. I mean, you look at that through a common sense lens, you look at it through a historical view, it's a joke. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, stacked end to end, all the corruption, just billions of cases of it. It's ridiculous. Statistically, smart criminals get into government because they can operate with impunity. And then the big criminals will bust a few low-level ones from time to time, you know, for not following orders, and then make you think, oh, they're keeping you safe. It's a joke. Vincent, Indiana, then Melissa, John, Delilah, Brock, and others. Or Brooke, excuse me, not Brock. Vince, go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Jones. How are you?
Good.
Hey, I want to share something with you a little more local here in Marion County or Indianapolis, Indiana. The city county or the county council denied the sheriff's department a request for 100 extra deputies. And in the in the newspaper here, in their editorial, the editorial board, it's supposed to be kind of a conservative town, but they said here that what the Marion County or what the Indianapolis City Council did was wrong, morally, because car thefts are up, crime rates are up in all the suburban townships, and that they just, well, they just don't have the money for 100 new sheriff's deputies. But the final paragraph said, we were policed by 20 different agencies. I thought we were only two police departments, the Indianapolis Police Department and the Marion County Sheriff's Department. But I found out we're being policed by the fire department, paramedic unit, you know, your local zoning police, Homeland Security, you name it, we've got them all here.
Yeah, there's probably 10 of those are probably different multi-jurisdictional task forces. I appreciate the call. It's a good point, Vince. Look, we went from 350,000 police in 1993 to upwards now of almost 700,000. I'll drive down the road in Austin, in North Austin, South Austin, West Austin, East Austin. I'll drive to the store a mile. I almost always see police. I mean, I'll see swarms of them just everywhere. They're just, sometimes you're driving and for every five cars you see a police car. I mean, it's just crazy. We need more cops. We need more cops. No, we don't need more police, okay? It's a joke. And number one, crime is dropping all over the country because of concealed carry and I mean, statistically, the states that don't have it, the crime rate has stayed the same or gone up, but most states have put it in, and it's made crime go way down. And the statistics clearly show it's because criminals are afraid to rob people, because a lot of folks are packing heat. But, I mean, all the time it's more cops, more cops, more cops, more cops, more cops, more cops, more cops. And now there's all these new type of police. We've got national police driving around these black Suburbans and black Crown Vics, and it says national police on the side, and it's just sick. It's totally sick. But we have less Border Patrol because upwards of a third of the Border Patrol quit to go get $24,000 more a year as air marshals. And so they replaced a few thousand of those that left but didn't replace all of them. So we actually have less on the southern and northern border. At any one time, there are only 300 deputies on duty for the entire Canadian border. 300. And guess how many there are for the southern border at any one time? About 1,200 that are actually on duty, another 1,000 that are bureaucratic. Of the 8,000 on the southern border. 1,200 people for a 2,000-mile border. But don't worry, man, in Austin, I mean, we got cops, you know, I mean, if cops were fleas and the city was a dog, the dog could be white, but the dog would look black because there's so many fleas on it. Okay, another weird analogy. But, I mean, it's just, well, you don't like cops? What's wrong with you, punk? Well, so I was brought up Mr. Law and Order, you know, as you've heard callers, Mr. Conservative, all this stuff. I am still more conservative than anybody else. And it's not conservative to have just cops coming out our ears. And, again, they got to have something to do, so everything's a crime now. You know, they told us that we would not be arrested for not wearing our seatbelt, that we'd just be pulled over and warned, and it's a federal initiative, and we got to do it. And now, oh, it's a checkpoint to make sure you've got it. We're going to search your vehicle. Oh, you didn't have it on. We're going to arrest you, even though it's not an arrestable offense. And then now I see cases all over the country where you don't put your turn signal on, or you stop and go. You know, slow stop at a stop sign, and they take you to jail, and you got children with you? Why, they give them the CPS, and for a couple days they interrogate them if they can maybe get the child to say something, then you don't get your kids back. I mean, I know people, middle-class people. They never imagine, oh, you didn't put a turn signal on, I'm taking you to jail. What, I have my children? Well, you might get them back. Anything to get people in the system. And, I mean, this is happening to people that make $200,000 a year. This is happening to doctors and doctors' wives now. They don't care. Now, am I supposed to like that? Am I supposed to love that? I supposed to thank them for that? I'll never forget the CBS piece a couple years ago. We've actually played the audio here on air before. We called CBS, and we said, you ought to do a story on this, because we had a friend inside CBS here locally that's done a few good reports. She just did one on the CPS a few months ago about how criminal they are, surprisingly enough. They did a report. We called them because one of my friends went to jail for refusing to let police search his car. They beat him up and took him to jail, called that resisting, saying, no, you can't search my car. That was all caught on video because this happened live on the radio, and he called in as it was happening. But when he went to jail, personal recognizance bond, they gave him a sheet saying that we'll let you out of jail, but it's a fair adjudication, no fault, but it is fault, that you've been involved in drugs, family violence, theft. And Mike, he called me from the jail as I was downstairs at a protest with my cell phone. And he said, they're trying to make me sign documents. They just tortured me. I'm not going to do it. Oh, they're coming. No! Ah! And then the phone hangs up. And I'm thinking, that's ridiculous. This is America. Now, the news piece was 2 years ago. This was like 5 years ago this happened. And I didn't believe it. I didn't think Mike was a liar. I just didn't know. I thought, that's the Soviet Union. They don't do that. So I go upstairs to the jail. Again, we've been waiting for him. And I said, is it true you asked him to sign something? And they go, oh, yes, anyone who we let out, up here on a personal recognizance, you have to sign this. I said, can I have a copy? They said, absolutely, here you go. And it just had about, I don't know, I've still got a copy of it, 9-10 things on the back, every type of crime you can imagine. And you sign and agree that you will take counseling for this and that you're on a type of probation for 6 months, and then it'll become criminal if you don't attend. And the classes added up to several thousand dollars. They were like $500, $200 a piece, depending on the class. And then I talked to bail bondsmen and talked to others. The bail bondsmen don't like it because they're losing out on personal recognizance because everybody's signing these. And then we told CBS about it, and they got on TV and said, well, it's true. You're guilty until proven innocent in Travis County. You don't even get charged. You don't see a judge or a jury. You may be arrested for a parking ticket or not paying a fine, but they will ask you to sign on to all these classes. Family violence, drug dealing, just all these classes. You know, that you're an alcoholic, that you have DWIs, and then you have to go sit in these classes. I mean, how is that America? And then I found out that all over the country it's going on. And then Mike got the videotape from where they tortured him, and guess what happened? They gave him an 8-hour videotape, and guess what part just so happened the cameras malfunctioned? Just guess what happened. And they're so arrogant that it even shows Mike on the phone, and these cops walk up to him, don't like what he's saying to me. They're trying to make me sign documents, y'all, because I'm not going to do it. And they walk over with their hands towards his neck, and then it goes black. So I heard it happen, and then Mike was saying, they're coming for me, they're going to do it again. And he said they would jump up on top of him, choke him, laugh at him, kick him, spit on him. I mean, it's just going on right in the middle of the fingerprinting room, just right out in the open. This country's gone, folks. I mean, it's gone. They got, a few years ago, it was, 25 people that they killed in that jail? They've been caught doing it. Nothing happens. I mean, the one time I was in that jail at a protest for the thumb scanning, you've seen the video of me getting arrested, they took me in, and this little short red-haired guy, he said, stand up against the wall, and he just shoved my face into the wall. You know, hurt my nose. I just stood there, and he goes, you like that? Hoping I'd do something so he could. I just said, okay. I didn't say anything. Because I know it's, you know, an enemy government. And I'm a POW. I mean, I'm here with a sadistic Chi-Com, basically, or it could be a Russian. You know, he just said he's a redhead punk, little punk. And he shoves my face on the wall and shoves me around and then throws me in the tank. And, you know, that was my experience. You know, that's America. I mean, that's what they're into. You know, a guy with bug eyes shoving your head in the wall for fun. I mean, you know, that's freedom, folks. Because you went and said, I don't want a thumb scan, it's bad. You know, okay, well, you go to jail, and then a demonic dwarf gets to shove your face on the wall. And say, you like that? You like that? We'll be right back. Stay with us. Your calls are coming up.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a special offer to listeners of GCN Radio. Use a Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and a Bill of Rights for your good, not the good of manipulating government agencies. Take control of your own destiny. GCN is contracted with Midas Resources for copies of the Citizen's Rulebook. This is more than a handbook. It is your guide to a freer life with less governmental interference. Here's the deal. Call MRI at 800-686-2237 and obtain two handbooks, one for yourself, one for a friend, and two silver dollars for just $24.95, shipping included. More than half these coins were melted under the Pittman Act of 1918 and later with a great silver run of the 70s and 80s. There are less than one of these coins surviving for every 20 persons in the United States. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Ask for the Freedom Handbook Special. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Thank you.
My family is breathing easier, and now you can too. Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the Biozone Air Purifier. The Biozone Air Purifier is not a filter system. It works at the molecular level, binding the small bits of dust, allergens, and other particles in your air into clumps that are too heavy to float. They fall harmlessly to the floor to be literally swept away. Nothing escapes. The Biozone Air Purifier also kills virus and bacteria germs and totally removes odors. Out on the farm, we have several cats and two big dogs, so pet odors can be a concern. But like the odors from anything else, simply gone. Smoke? My wife and I don't, but several of our friends do. Our Biozone air purifier clears out that smoke literally within minutes. I use it myself, and I'm telling you, your Biozone air purifier will improve the air in your home. It even comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee and free shipping. Call toll-free 888-88-MY-AIR today. That's 1-888-88-MY-AIR. Or visit www.purifymyair.com. That's purifymyair.com. Order yours today, and you'll get a bathroom ionizer of $40 value free. Get your Biozone air purifier today, and you'll be breathing easier, too.
All right, I simply take lots of calls, and I get off in my long 10-minute diatribe about police and jails and personal recognizance bond, but, I mean, is it anti-police or anti-jail guard to not want them to torture your friends and shove your face in the wall for no reason and to try to make you sign documents that you've committed a bunch of crimes? I mean, isn't that a greater crime than really any other crime? Is state corruption, because it's the most dangerous. You people aren't God in government. You understand that? The state is not God. Melissa in Florida, then John, Delilah, Brooke, Adam, and others. Go ahead, Melissa.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
I watched the 9/11 Whitewash Commission this afternoon, and right after that I continued to tape our local news from Orlando, and there's 2 to 3 minutes of video I'd like to play if you'd let me. The first part was to do with them claiming Michael Moore basically lied in his movie, saying that bin Laden's family members were allowed to fly out.
I'm begging you to send me that video. Richard Clark admits it. The White House admits it. Judicial Watch got the Customs Department documents, and I've heard people announcing all over the news that it's not true when it's public and admitted. Now, is this TV or radio?
This was TV, the local WESH Orlando news.
Will you do me a favor and send me a copy of that?
Yeah.
What's the W what?
It's WESH.
What exactly did they say? I don't know if we can air it because sometimes it doesn't come across too good.
Okay. They said that Michael Moore, you know, in his recent Fahrenheit 9/11 movie, claimed that bin Laden's family members were allowed to fly out and got preferential treatment before airspace was open nationally after 9/11. And they showed videotape that they said was exclusive to them where they taped his family members flying out of Orlando. It was Khalil bin Laden, his brother.
Yeah, that footage is in Moore's film.
And they said that they were not allowed to fly out until 8 days after 9/11, and it was a full week after airspace had been open. They also said that he claimed in the movie, and I saw it, and I know that they did claim this, that but the FBI didn't question his family members, and they said that that was a lie also.
They have the FBI agents on tape saying they didn't. We have the Customs Department documents of multiple flights on the 13th flying them out. Now, were there other bin Ladens flying out 8 days later? Probably sleight of hand there is probably what they're doing. Also, they had the bin Laden brother on Lair NewsHour 2 weeks ago spouting off, and they said, well, where is bin Laden? Would you help us get him? And he said, well, that's a complex question. So I guess James Baker isn't representing the Saudis against the 9/11 families, and I guess Bush isn't in business with the bin Ladens either. They claim all that's a lie.
Yeah, I agree with you that they probably just used, you know, some of the family members flying out later on, and they're just claiming that all of them flied out then. And the other part was they played a video right after that where they claimed they had the hijackers who flew out of Dulles Airport in Washington, who hijacked Flight 77 and crashed into the Pentagon. And they showed them, and they said one of the men set off the metal detector.
Years later, they've now shown some videos, some blurry videos, some guys walking around in an airport.
Yeah, they said he set off the metal detector, but they went ahead and let him go through anyway, and they weren't sure why his knife and box cutter didn't set it off.
Huh.
So it doesn't even make sense. They said it set it off, and then they claimed it didn't, but they waved him through. So I have it all on tape.
Look, it's all a bunch of bull. I mean, look, and it's an independent commission, too, okay, Melissa?
Yeah.
Appointed by Bush, it's independent, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Henry Kissinger, he was going to be real independent, too.
Right.
I mean, so, you know, we're wrong. It is independent. We're liars. Being appointed by Bush is independent.
Exactly.
Well, will you mail me that video?
Yes.
Now you say it's 3 minutes long. I mean,
2 to 3 minutes, probably.
Tell you what, let me just hear a clip of it, and if I can hear it good, we might do it after the break.
Okay.
Now, you want to put your phone, I guess, about 6 inches from the speaker, okay. And you don't want to turn it up too much.
Okay.
But let me just hear what it sounds like. If it sounds good, hit pause and we'll come back and play it. But go ahead and play it.
Okay.
This is high tech, folks. Very high tech.
Here in Central Florida, News Channel 2's Bob Keeling is in the Satellite Center with details from the report. More light on the
Melissa,
Orlando controversy. You may call this.
Melissa, that sounds awesome. Cue that back up. We'll play that when we get back. Okay. Yeah, I knew that. I knew she'd keep playing it by the end of the 3 minutes, then she'll have to rewind it on air. But all right, just keep trying to talk to her, get her to rewind it. We'll play some of this, I guess. And I said I'd play this clip about, is this a drill? You know, the air traffic controllers, because they've been told it was a drill. And now they've released a clip of that. And we'll also go to John and Delilah and Brooke and Adam and everybody else. And we'll recap some of the top stories as well. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The sun is getting brighter and the days are getting longer. Summer's just around the corner. What are your plans for it? Fishing, gardening, camping? I'm sure you'll spend more time enjoying the outdoors. And I'm sure the ticks and mosquitoes will spend more time enjoying you. It's not just itching and scratching we have to worry about. Now there's incurable illnesses like Lyme disease and the West Nile virus. DEET is proven to keep the bugs away, but it's also proven to cause brain damage in laboratory animals. That's not a choice I want to make, and I don't have to, thanks to Natural Answer, available at naturalanswer.com. You'll get a 100% natural, DEET-free insect repellent formulated by a mother concerned with the well-being of her children. Natural Answer remembers our beloved pets as well. Visit naturalanswer.com for your dogs, cats, and livestock, too. Make the right choice. Choose all natural, DEET-free Natural Answer for your family this summer. Visit the web at naturalanswer.com or call 254-235-8747. That's 254-235-8747. Call today.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Somebody wants to sue you. With a few keystrokes, anyone can find out your net worth. Everything that you've worked hard for can be taken away from you as fast as you can say, frivolous lawsuit. Whether it's the IRS, a vindictive ex-spouse, or an average Joe off the street, don't let them have it. The Asset Protection Team can show you how to protect yourself from anybody that wants to sue you. Simple, fast, affordable, and bulletproof. Let the Asset Protection Team show you how. Call now, 888-240-3337. That's 888-240-3337. Or visit AssetProtectionTeam.com. Don't wait. Plan your strategy today before you encounter a lawsuit, bankruptcy, accident, judgment, lien, probate, creditor, medical crisis, malpractice, or worse. Plan today before you are confronted with a false claim, divorce, audit, state agency, federal agency, restraining order, an angry ex-partner, or worse. Visit AssetProtectionTeam.com or call 888-240-3337.
Folks, this is not debatable. That's it. I'm getting Judicial Watch on. Judicial Watch, you know, the folks that helped get the impeachment started on Clinton, far from some left-wing, you know, hit group or something, attack dogs. They did over 10 FOIA requests, Freedom of Information Act requests, and they, all the federal agencies, Defense Intelligence, CIA, FBI, refused, but Customs hadn't gotten the word not to release it, so they released the documents showing the bin Ladens and a bunch of top Saudis in three separate flights. Now, all we knew about was what was reported on September 13th by several of the Miami papers, and we have these posts from the website. I mean, this is from 2.5 years ago, folks, about them being flown out. These are articles about them being flown out before, you know, 8 days after, as this newscast supposedly says. So how is that? How are there news articles about flying them out before this news even claims that they flew out? How do we have a customs documents saying this? Richard Clark has gone public with this. Vanity Fair's had huge articles about this. Now, did some other bin Ladens fly out 8 days after or 5 days after? Sure, that could have happened. And that's the spin we're getting. So this is how they operate. But hey, it doesn't matter. Tell a lie enough, you know, big enough, and people believe it. Go ahead, Melissa, with that clip. Go ahead and play that clip for us.
Okay, and just to let you know, they mentioned this is on page 329 and 330 of the report where they talk about them flying out.
Oh, it's the 9/11 whitewash report tells us
mm-hmm.
this. Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Okay, hold on.
Here it is, high tech, folks.
Florida. News Channel 2's Bob Keeling is in the Satellite Center with details from the report. Some that cast more light on the Orlando controversy. You may recall that the Bin Laden family, some of them, were here in the Orlando area, and now more on how they got out of the country. Bob.
That's right, Claire. We've already taken a look at some parts of this report, and on pages 329 and 330, they deal directly with the issue of whether the members of the Bin Laden family were given preferential treatment to flee Orlando and other cities without the proper scrutiny. Let's show you some video that was taken exclusively by News Channel 2 8 days after 9/11. That man there is Osama bin Laden's younger brother, Khalil, who had been here vacationing with other family members there on an estate that they owned in West Orange County. Now, according to this report, National Airspace had opened a full 6 days before this flight took place. The panel also states that the FBI interviewed all of the persons of interest on this flight. And more importantly, the panel says none of these passengers was connected to the 9/11 attacks. And they say in the 3 years since, there has been no evidence to change that conclusion. Now, the flight of Bin Laden's extended family had been called into question by filmmaker Michael Moore, who questioned whether or not the Bin Ladens were given special treatment to be able to flee the country while other commercial air traffic was grounded. And clearly the panel is sending a clear message that that did not happen, that this flight took place almost a full week after commercial air traffic was opened back up. One final note, we can tell you that the Borders in Winter Park has already received copies of this report, and it's already on sale on their shelves. Let's go.
Okay, that's the part. And the next part is about the hijacker. I don't know if you wanted me to play it or not.
Well, I'll tell you what. No, we don't need to play that.
Okay.
But please send me that video.
Okay, where do I send that?
Well, let me stop you just for a second. Well, now let's go over this. Before I heard the clip, I predicted that this would be a separate flight. Notice he said other flights from other cities.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about Orlando, not Miami, not Tampa flights. Notice that. Moore, in his film, has Larry King live with Bandar, the ambassador to Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia's ambassador to the U.S. They call him Bandar Bush. He says on Larry King Live, Larry King says, why were the Bin Ladens flown out 2 days after 9/11? And he says, because the Saudi royal family felt that they might be abused or disliked, and people would be very angry that this was not right, and so they were allowed to leave and not questioned. So we have him admitting it. It was Bin Laden's older half-brother that's in the film, not that footage. So now we learn a younger brother, and he has over 100 siblings, 160 or something like that, or it's 100. It's in the high hundreds. So this is so classic. This is misdirection. What they'll do is bring you to another story, another issue, and now people will say, that's all a lie, that never happened. And the neocons were saying this day one. So that's exactly what they've done. We have the Commerce Department, we have Judicial Watch, the Customs Department, excuse me, not the Commerce Department. We have the Customs Department, Judicial Watch. We have Vanity Fair. We have Richard Clark. We have the Miami papers, the Tampa papers. We have all this confirming it for 2+ years. But then they go, oh, look, we shot some video of 8 days after 9/11 of some other Bin Ladens flying out, and they were questioned. But the FBI's on record saying they didn't question the other Bin Ladens that flew out in the days after 9/11. So this is classical twisting, but simple minds will buy it. Go ahead.
I totally agree with everything you said. Most people that don't pay attention to the news and don't pay attention to things like your audience does just buy everything hook, line, and sinker that they're shown on C-SPAN and television, etc.
All right. Thanks for the call, Melissa. Here's my address. You want my address? It's 3001, that's 3001, and it's South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Do you have that?
Yes.
Thanks a lot, Melissa.
Thank you.
I mean, if callers called in with clips like that, we could do it. But half the time, they put the phone too far away or too close. That actually sounded pretty good. John in Tennessee, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hello from Abu Ghraib Prison in the police state of Tennessee.
All right.
TV News in Knoxville reported yesterday that five deputies and detectives were fired, may face criminal charges, and this is 25% of the Campbell County Police Department or Sheriff's Department. They tortured a man for 2 hours in his home when he refused to sign a consent form for a voluntary search. He was severely beaten, but he was very smart. He had a hidden video camera turned on with a hidden VCR that the police did not find. His lawyer said the videotape showed the police tortured him with methods that will, quote, shock and horrify you. And that's posted on WBIR.com.
WBIR.com. Okay, we have got to get that posted. Email that. Go to Prison Planet and email that to my webmaster.
I did. But at least it'll have a happy ending because his lawyer said they will file a big civil lawsuit. And the police are going to have to drop all the charges against everybody else those cops have.
Why haven't they been arrested?
They may well be because they've got the videotape of them sodomizing him or something. Something horrible.
Well, that seems to be their favorite.
Well, I mean,
they usually don't use an object. They enjoy it themselves, it seems.
Well, this police state has an advantage because it's fun to fight back when they're... It's like shooting fish in a barrel. Last year, I personally got more than 50 police employees fired for car theft in Knoxville. So it's not that hard.
By the way, let me stop you. 3 years ago, there was a 10-part series in the Washington Times where the police on duty on their own personal records in uniform were pulling up into, they were caught on video by a local TV station, pulling up in uniform and towing cars parked with people in McDonald's, and one guy ran out and said, "What are you doing?" And the cop pulled a gun and said, "Back off, punk." They publicly take it to a chop shop. I mean, they don't even hide it. Folks, I'm not kidding. Now, I wasn't aware of this stuff in Knoxville. What was going on there?
The towing scam, where they would, in fact, at a Taco Bell, I call it Taco Hell, they were towing people, customers' cars, and a guy came out and said, "What are you doing?" And he called the police. The tow trucker attacked him, and he called the police. And when the police came, they attacked the guy whose car was being stolen. So he took off. He had a wreck and killed two people. So now he's serving a life sentence when he should have been the one prosecuting the car thieves. So it's
I've actually pulled my car up into a no parking area downtown. Got out with a camera and been video something. And I've had a wrecker try to pull up in front of me and refuse to let me go. And you can get in a serious confrontation very quickly. But no, in D.C., it was cops owning their own records.
Well, that's what it is here. And it's BFI, the company that was paid $7 billion to blow up and cart away the World Trade Center in Oklahoma City. That's the same CEO who lives in Knoxville who owns all the towing companies and manufactures all the tow trucks. And who owns the garbage trucks, and who worked with CDI to blow up the World Trade Center. This is all one big happy family. The huge global $40 billion a year cartel of garbage and tow trucking and car theft. And they get busted for antitrust violations by the U.S. Attorney's Office all the time and pay $500 million civil judgment to the government. And it's a Jewish mafia, and then they have on A&E TV, they reported that the Gambino and Genovese mafias in New York City work for these people. But it's William Miller is the CEO, and presumably that's a Jewish name like Marilyn Monroe's husband, Miller. So it's the Jewish mafia controlling the Italian mafia and the redneck mafia.
Well, there certainly are Jewish and redneck and everything else mafias, but I'm familiar with some of what you said. I'm not familiar with all of it, but I appreciate the call. I mean, I know that the trash companies are just unbelievably corrupt on average. There's been a lot of investigations, a lot of reports, and the company you mentioned, I am familiar with some of the things they've been caught doing. But I couldn't believe that Washington Times series where they just, the cops drive around stealing cars all day. Just heaven help us, folks. Delilah in Ohio. Delilah, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. I just wanted just to get your comments on a couple of things. I'm going to try to make it as quick as possible. I want your comment on a good friend of mine that I just this past Tuesday was just being of emotional support for her. She's fighting in court to get, just mind you, the right to a trial by jury, because the county, the Summit County out here in Ohio, I'm by Akron, Ohio, and she's trying to get at least a trial by jury because they tore down both her houses and pretty much left her homeless.
Well, this is the problem. The Constitution, the Bill of Rights says that if it's over, what is it, $200, that you have to get a trial by jury. But then they create civil penalties. Government boards just announce new powers, hire their own police forces, and then they'll go out and bulldoze your house, take your property, whatever, and you try to sue them. They go, nope, sorry, it's a civil matter, and it's under $200, and it's a regulation, so you can't sue us. And they do this over and over again, and then, so it's just whole new bureaucracies that are outside the law. And I'm very, very familiar with it, and it's hard to deal with, and that's a whole area of discussion. So let me guess. They claim that her house, did they condemn it, or did they claim it had questionable material in the yard? Then they started fining her for a few, $100 to a few $1,000 a day. It built up to tens of thousands of dollars. Then they came out and bulldozed the house and then even charged her the money for bulldozing the house.
That sounds about right. It's a lot more. I think it's a lot more complicated because there was like two houses. And mind you, while I was just listening in court there, I ran into some other people. This one lady, she was telling me her horror story, which was like 22 rental properties that she was in control of, that she was fighting the system of. And then I just heard horror story after horror story, people where their children are being kidnapped by the social services. They don't know where their grandchildren are or their great-grandchildren. And I just hear horror story after horror story.
Yeah, you go to court and it isn't criminals. It's a bunch of crying parents and old ladies and people who've had their houses bulldozed and people who, I know, it's they're feeding on us, these criminals.
It's sickening, to say the least. Something else I just want your comment on. This was the main reason why I called. I had this really weird dream last night. I just want to get your comment on it. Maybe I dreamt it because of everything that I've been seeing and that I've been watching with other people, but I dreamt that it became illegal to dial 911 and give somebody first aid and CPR, especially since I'm CPR certified. It was just absolutely crazy where you weren't. It was illegal to give medical care. It was totally controlled by the authority. You want to make any comment on that weird dream I had last night?
No, I mean, dreams are strange, and I can't really comment on it. But I appreciate your call, Delilah. Good to hear from you. Thanks for calling. Let's talk to Brooke in Rhode Island. Brooke, welcome. Good to hear from you.
Hey, Alec.
Yes, sir.
This is Brooke in Rhode Island. I was the guy that called you a couple weeks ago to let you know Lawrence Rockefeller died.
Yes.
Well, my aunt lives a block away from one of the Bin Laden, Boston. And so I was fully informed on what was going on with the Bin Ladens in Boston. Boston Bin Laden did leave almost within the second or third day of 9/11. And that was reported in the Boston Globe, the Boston Herald, and all the local news stations in Boston and New England. So Melissa's correct.
Well, no, I know. I've got all those articles, and these were articles that were in there before 8 days after. So we have articles saying they're being flown out before, and then now they found some other Bin Laden that flew out after. So they all focus on that and then call Moore a liar when we have the Customs Department's own documents. I mean,
yes. Yes, correct. But
So again, it's all sleight of hand.
Oh, yes, but even more stunning than that, one of the reasons people were up in arms in Boston is that the Bin Ladens have about 5 or 6 family members that live in the Boston area. Do you know that the city of Boston supplied police protection 24 hours around the clock at all the Bin Laden houses, and the Boston taxpayers were furious.
No, and if you can dig up that news article or somebody can dig that up in the archives and email it to us, we will post it.
I'll certainly try, though that's not the reason why I called you today. I actually called you for another reason, and I don't know how much time we have, but I discovered my school here, the Rhode Island School of Design, and Brown University has a building called the Market Building. On the front of the Market Building, which is from the 1700s, is a plaque, a bronze plaque, about 3 feet by 5 feet. And on this plaque, hello?
Go ahead.
It says, the Grand Master Knight Templar of Rhode Island and Massachusetts. And there was a Masonic Lodge on the third floor, and this is all across the street from the Superior Court, with an obelisk in the front where Klaus von Bülow's trial was.
I know, it's amazing. Thank you.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell in. All right, massive, massive breaking news. I just called Paul Watson, the webmaster at PrisonPlanet.com. We're going to create a data page with the Judicial Watch documents and the admissions and the news articles. They're all on the website, but we're going to put them in one spot about how they flew the bin Ladens out, the admissions. Then we're going to show how WESH and others and the 9/11 Commission are spinning this, going, we never flew the bin Ladens out. Look, they were flown out 8 days later. That's another group of bin Ladens. See how slick this is? So that'll be up on the site. You can tell everybody about it. It'll be up in a few hours. Email it out to everybody to counter this lie. Also, the big breaking news, page 6, New York Post, okay, reporting. Now, remember, 2 days ago they had an 14-page article in the San Francisco Chronicle about the Bohemian Grove and showed them in their hoods and everything. Well, now the New York Post, I just talked to Paul, he's posting it right now. The New York Post is reporting that Bush is at the Bohemian Grove hanging out with a top homosexual porn star. And then under that, we're going to post Nixon saying it is the biggest homosexual orgy on the planet. His clip from the Presidential Library released early this year. I'm just, come on, folks, our Christian conservatives. Oh, boy. We're going to, because that's who goes to the Grove. That's what goes on there, folks, okay? I was only inside 4.5 hours, and I did see some things. This country's gone, folks. I just had to tell you that. Let's talk to we don't have time for any more calls. I'm sorry. We're not going to take any more. I didn't plug my videos today or my books, and I guess I won't. I mean, they're just incredible films and books, and you might want to find out about them. You might want to get some and educate people. You might want to get my film. I said I wouldn't plug it, and here I am doing it. But just get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, where I snuck in there. But it's just, we're so fooled, folks. There's no difference between Kerry and Bush. There's no difference, I guess, just in age and height, and that's about it. They're puppets of the New World Order. And we've got to get more sophisticated in our thinking process. We've got to start realizing the little tricks they play. I mean, I was able to tell that lady, Melissa, what the trick would be before she played the newscast clip. How did I do that? You're going, well, how do you know you were right? Because that's a different Bin Laden than the Bin Ladens that we know flew out. The video that the local news got was in a different city, was in Miami, and it was the older brother, the half-brother, with a bunch of the other Bin Ladens and Saudis getting on planes. And so I said, I guarantee you the sleight of hand here is going to be another group of Saudis, and they're going to focus on that. It's not, I'm not bragging, folks. It's, again, if you're an expert on football, you can tell by how they line up when you're watching the Super Bowl when they're about to, you know, run a, you know, a trick play or something. You can see the telltale signs. You know, how do I know what the spin's going to be? Because I know how they operate. They'll do that. They'll, oh, there's a bunch of examples of it, but we don't have time to get into it. But it's just, that's what's so sick about this. I mean, yesterday they announced they found 3 nuclear weapons in Iraq. And I said, within a few days, they're going to announce it was a mistake. Well, within an hour, they did. But still, that's way down the page. Everybody else just sees the announcement of finding nuclear weapons. And now, in a month from now, I'll be arguing with some idiot. You're like, no, they found nukes, Alex. No. You and your liberal friends. I'm not a liberal. Shut up. You are a liberal. You know, well, I don't hang out with the gay porn stars at the Satanic Convention. Oh, there's no such thing. You know, it's just, they, well, Richard Nixon says so. Wow, he's a liar. You know, well, I guess he is. But, you know, the point is that you people, all of us, myself included, need to wake up to just how crazy the elite is. But the elites have always been decadent and out of control. That's why the Founding Fathers said you got to restrict government, control it, and watch it. But sometime along the way, we were taught to not do that, and now we're back in tyranny. Surprise, surprise. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow.
The Berkey.